Hello, my name is Liz. I'm calling for opinion research, and we are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in the area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Am I registered for what?
To vote in Texas.
Yes.
Okay. There will be a Democratic primary elections in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. Would you definitely vote, probably vote, in this primary?
Yes.
Definitely vote or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. First, please answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. Sheila Jackson Lee.
Very favorable.
Okay. Clint Dan Horn.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Harold Dutton.
What's the second one after?
Harold Dutton? Oh,
no,
somewhat favorable?
Somewhat, yes. Favorable.
Houston Independent School District.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Danny Norris.
What was the somewhat not favorable?
Somewhat unfavorable?
Yes.
And Joyce Chapman.
Same.
I'm sorry?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Dutton.
Okay, thank you. Next, here are a few statements about the current long-time state representative Harold Dutton and his record. Please rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. What is your reaction?
The first one.
Very positive?
It was very positive. And what else?
Somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
I would say somewhat negative.
Okay. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. What is
the moment? The same.
Somewhat negative? Okay.
Yes.
He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban of abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Very positive.
Okay. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Very positive.
Okay. Harold Dutton had led to fight to provide free health care to ensure lower income Texans paid by free federal government Medicaid money.
Somewhat positive.
Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Somewhat positive.
And he voted to cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for state house if you had to choose today? Harold Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Danny.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me your age range between 1839, 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and up?
What was the 40 or what?
40 to 54?
Yes.
Okay, and do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or Black?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the public schools, local public
no.
schools? And do you have any
no.
grandchildren who attend the local public schools?
No.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoyed the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.